Welcome to the Church of God Unlimited, meeting here in the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. Today we are especially endowed with many wonderful ministers here. We have seven ministers here who are each going to add a dimension to our morning service that it has never had before. And we will have a lot of fun. So, let's open our service with a song. And I particularly like this song on whatever page it's on, called Born Free, not Born Free, but I believe, page 10. Okay, we will have Stefan sing the first verse.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, flowers grow. I believe the slumber in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, and God within shows the way. I believe.
You get it? I believe above the storm that God within is always heard. My indwelling being is my real self. This is the word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or such a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. We've always been confused about how to say things. And Dr. Stefan Stressley is going to talk with us for a few moments on how to say a healing blessing to a person who is suffering a lot of pain. This person has called and said to Dr. Stressley, "I am suffering with a lot of pain. I want to be whole and perfect. Please help me." And this is the response that Dr. Stressley would give to that person.
"Well, my friend, you know, science tells us every cell of our body is designed to live eternally perfect. Every cell of your body is designed to live eternally perfect, and designed to live eternally perfect with joy, with enthusiasm, with happiness, with relaxation. Tell yourself, I'm relaxed now. Close your eyes for a moment and speak to your body. Tell it what a wonderful body it is, what joy, what contentment, what happiness it brings to you every moment of your life. Well, you might say, right now that's not what I experience, but you know, you can put the cause into motion right now that it is so. You and I, let's put that cause into motion that every organ, action and function of your body is whole and perfect right now. I'm relaxed. Speak to your body. Joy. I'm in a sparkle, and through this affirmation, watch the miracle that takes place in your body, how all the pain is gone right this instant. You are relaxed. You are peace. You are that inner sparkle, that inner joy. It is done.
Practitioner always speaks their word of wholeness and perfection for themselves first, and then for the individual they're working with. You've heard how Dr. Stressley would handle that situation, not recognizing one second the pain that the person was thinking about or talking about, but speaking only to their wholeness and perfection. And this is how we say it. This is how we think these thoughts. Now, Dr. Sylvia Enns, will you sing page 10, I Am Only Perfection, and sing it once through for us, please?
Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfection in every way. Each time I look in the mirror, I see only God in me. To know me is to love me. I know I am God, God I am. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I know I am God, God I am. Now I know I am God, God I am.
Together. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Each time I look in the mirror, I see only God in me. To know me is to love me. I know I am God, God I am. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I know I am God, God I am. Now I know I am God, God I am. Now Dr. Enns will give us a report on how she would work with a person who was seeking a home. They're seeking a place to live where it will fulfill all the needs of their heart. It will fulfill all the needs of their programming, their budget, their life. And it will give them an opportunity to be free to do all the things they want to do without being tied to the home, to have it take every moment of their time. But it's to be a home of love and joy. And Dr. Enns, how would you say it?
Well, it was, or maybe it's about 2 or 3 years ago, or maybe a little bit more. We had a handyman here, and his name was Larry. And he liked it so much up here at the mountain, he one day came and said, why don't you sell me 1 acre of your land so I can put my trailer on it, because this is the perfect place where I want to live the rest of my life. This is what I've always dreamt, where I would want to live. This is all what I have ever thought about. And I told him, be open. We are not able, because we are an organization, we are not able to sell just an acre of our land. But be open, say every day, I have the perfect home, I have the perfect place to live. And just feel open without being too specific where the home should be, because you might be surprised what comes up. And it was perhaps 2 weeks later that he called us and said, you know, I saw an ad in the newspaper about a property in Arizona, and something in me said, Arizona, I never wanted to go to Arizona, but still I heard, go and look at it. So I remember what you said, be open, be open, be open, and follow your inner guidance. I went to Arizona, I looked at it, and I fell in love, I bought it, and it's the perfect thing. Everything is there that I ever wanted. And, well, what can I say? That's how I should do it for myself. I tell myself I have the perfect place, and I'm open for the inner guidance that leads me to the perfect place. And probably, it's like Larry, I'm going to be surprised. surprised where it's going to be, and it's going to be just as perfect.
The only way to ever accomplish any goal in our life is to set our priorities, our parameters, know what it is that we want. We have to know exactly how many square inches we want. We have to know how many blades of grass we want in our lawn. We have to know how many flowers we want in our garden and how many light bulbs we want in the house. Is that true? The microphone can't hear you when
no.
you shake your head.
No, no, no.
Okay. Just remember that. The microphone can't hear you when you shake your head. So, no. We are ourselves and we have fun. So we seek that which is fulfilling for being ourselves and having fun. Now, if any of you ever are looking for a place to live and you forget the prime requisite of be yourself and have fun, then you are liable to take something which is not satisfactory or fulfilling. And because you take something which is not satisfactory or fulfilling, then you keep changing places until you finally wake up to what is satisfactory and fulfilling. So be open for your highest good. What is satisfactory and fulfilling? What is making you happy, and what is being yourself? Place that priority in motion, and then you will have whatever is the desire of your heart. That's how to say it, isn't it? That's how to live it. So these are the things that Dr. Enns has given to us, how she told the story of Larry and the story of herself in revealing this now. We teach best what we most need to learn. So therefore, I ask each of you to speak on subjects that are quite common to your own particular needs. And this is what life is all about. Let's turn to page 5, to the love of God as a grand love. The love of God is a grand love, in living, in giving I know. The love of God is a grand love, it goes where I go. It fills me, it thrills me, it overflows, in living, in giving I know. It fills me, it thrills me, it overflows, in living and giving I know. Now, Dr. Ellen, Josepha, Christina, Elizabeth, Margarita, Wilms, Jeremini will now share with us why, when we allow confusion in our life, such as with many names, do we not perform to our highest and our best? How do we perform to our highest and best?
The symbol of many names seems at this moment confusing, but so far I remember them as direction in my life where I could focus on each name to what I wanted to express in my life. And over the years I came to the point that one name, like today I'm calling myself Ellen Yamini, is one focused name which represented what I am now expressing, being myself and have fun, just one focused name. And all the other directions I have given myself as tools and toys before were helpful on my path, but I don't need them anymore, I enjoy them at the time. And it is for me a recognition that everything I do in life is important to focus it and be one-pointed on it. And this is the symbol of one name, the symbol of one thing at a time, to do one thing at a time, and to be self-disciplined, self-dedicated, self-determined in whatever I do. So that only that what I want to experience comes forth. And the word confusion fades, as it has been in my question, and only perfection and goodness, joy and happiness expresses.
Very good. As you see, we sometimes are born with symbols that cease to be useful to us in our life, and we drop them aside. When Ellen became a citizen of the United States, they said, "What is your name?" And she had to say that my name was all these various names, or otherwise. And at that moment, on her 25th birthday, she decided that she was going to have just two names in her life. One name she was born with, and one name she married into, and that was sufficient for her. And that was what was very important for her life. And that's what she's enjoying, and that's what she's experiencing now. Very good. I thought perhaps we had a song here in our songbook for a particular subject I wished, but I see that at the moment we don't. I'll write it and we'll have it then. But for the moment, let's turn to page 23. And to the tune of Sweet Genevieve, we'll sing, "I'm one as God, God's one as me." Together? I'm one as God, God's one as me. 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 Now, Siddhika, will you sing that for us, please?
I'm one of God, God's one of me. I'm one of God, God's one of me. I'm one of God, God's one of me. I'm one of God, God's one of me.
God is perfection. God is purity. God is allness. God is what we are, and we are God, and God is us. Reverend Siddhika Nirkli will now give us her, how to say it, for perfect eyes. We may wear glasses for perfect eyes, we may have contact lenses for perfect eyes, we may have laser treatments for perfect eyes, but where do perfect eyes begin and end? Reverend Merkley.
Perfect eyes, I can have the idea of outer vision or the idea of inner vision. To me, it is very important to focus, especially right now, on my inner vision and see the purity of my vision, the perfect vision, which is my reality. And the outer vision right now may have some tools to show that how pure my vision really is. And I'm ready to let go of these tools and be one-minded and totally focused on a pure vision, a clear and sharp vision, symbolized by having a laser surgery in the outer, but it's only a symbol to me. A symbol which shows my readiness to have this inner clear, pure, sharp and beautiful vision in everything I do, look at, hear, feel, sense in this world. Because vision is not only what I see, to me it is also what I sense and what I smell and just everything belongs to having a vision, a perfect vision. And I can say to the pure, always pure, and pure vision only sees pure. And that's what I'm having in my mind, in my heart, in my thoughts, in my consciousness.
What symbol do we use for perfect vision? What numbers do we use?
What symbol? My glasses?
We use 2020. Ah,
2020, okay.
As our symbol. And who is your optometrist?
Dr. Vidal.
Who runs the business called?
2020.
Now, when you think of perfect vision, it's a symbol, but you can think 2020. Perfect distance, perfect near, perfect far. That's their symbol. Now, you can think Superman vision, where you can have X-ray vision and all these other sort of things, but that isn't our purpose at the moment, is it? Our purpose at the moment is having perfect near and perfect far vision, right?
Right.
Right, beautiful. Well, you define that very well. I'm very proud of you. Now, let's sing this song, and Ingeborg, will you, on page 17, let us all be happy, to the tune of Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Will you sing the first phrase for us? Page 17, the bottom of the page there. Would you like me to give you the tune?
Yes, please.
Let us all be happy, let our hearts be light. Joy divine now thrills us as we live aright. We shall guide our thinking using wisdom rare. Happiness will double as we do our share.
Let us all be happy. Let our hearts be light. Joy divine now thrills us as we live aright. We shall guide our thinking using this prayer. Happiness will double as we do our share.
Dr. Ingeborg Pukert recently received a special honor that is given to not very many people in the 6 billion people in the world. And this honor opened her heart to an understanding of herself and others in a very beautiful way. Dr. Pukert, would you say how it is for you now to be an American citizen? What does it mean to you to be an American citizen, as you were just inducted as an American citizen last week?
For me, it seems that I'm more myself, because I had to, always a feeling in my orientation was always to be one point and having one thing. But being here as I'm born as German, became Italian without, just by marriage, without ceremony, official ceremony as here in America. And now being here in America for so many years, I like to be here. I enjoy it. I enjoy this lifestyle. And I'm here close to the University of Healing. And I always said, I cannot, it's no good to sit on two chairs. I have to make the choice, selecting on which chair I want to sit. And this was the way I decided, yes, I become American. And so I did. This being one-pointed in what I want, in all my ways and all my actions, what I really want to achieve and how do I express it. And this was for me the guideline, not to sit on two chairs, but to select one chair and sit stably on that one chair.
Now that you're sitting on this chair, what does it feel like? What does it mean to be an American compared with being a citizen of another country?
I feel that I belong here, this feeling of belonging.
Did you feel that before you became a citizen?
No, not so much.
In other words, when you became a citizen, it gave you sort of a different feeling, you belonged.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very beautiful. These are things that we all face. These are things that we all come to grips with, being ourselves and having fun. And for Ingeborg right now, being herself and having fun is being an American citizen and being a minister and having her church and going all over in El Cajon and San Diego and the world, telling the people about what she believes. And that's beautiful. Very good. Okay. Let us sing this one here, number 18. Are you familiar with that, Gertrude? Reverend Gertrude Suter. You're familiar with it? Tell me why the stars do shine. Tell me why the ivy twines. Tell me why the heavens are blue. Then I will tell you that's why I love you. Do you want to give it a whirl? Or shall we whirl it with you?
Yeah, with me.
Yeah. Okay, together?
Yeah.
And you sing a little louder. Tell me why the stars do shine. Tell me why the ivy twines. Tell me why the heavens are blue. Then I will tell you that's why I love you. I, as God, did make the stars to shine. I, as God, did make the ivy twine. I, as God, did make the heavens blue. I, as God, then did make you. That's why I love you.
That's why I love you.
We must work on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Reverend Suter, would you explain to us the technique of being a grandmother and raising grandchildren who do not have a mother, and raising sons who do not have a father, and raising a daughter who has everything? How did you do it?
First, I know that I like myself, and I have power. I am everywhere, and I'm so touched.
Beautiful.
Because it's really wonderful that what I can experience with what I do with my children, with my grandchildren. And first of all, every morning I bless them, and it works so beautifully because I have such changes also with Martin and with Adrian, and all the time they seem to be different, not always in harmony, but I see them in harmony and peace and do all what they actually like to experience. And also the children, if I am at peace and I am love and I am patient, and I see all around me also in this state of peace and patience and love, and then the harmony is there and the peace is there. And actually every day is a new day and is full of surprises. But, and I have all these big challenges, and but every time it I see not the good and the perfect, and so then it is, and it is so, and then I can be strong and see all in perfect order and all do the right thing, but the things they make them happy, then it is my world is perfect. And I live really in a very world who is in a flow of everything, and if I'm happy that I can be there and be such an important person. sometimes I think I sit on a horse and then have all these I sit not on the horse, that's not right. I sit in a wagon and I have the horse that lifts the lifestyle in the
hand.
Yeah. Also this Adrian actually is the biggest challenge for me.
The biggest horse,
huh? Yeah, the biggest horse is sometimes I tell you, but then I am not know. You're such a nice boy, you're a king. I love you. And with my love, actually, I can change all situations. I can take all this.
Beautiful.
I think you felt what I would like to tell you.
Beautiful. You see, when you're living these things, and constantly remembering to put into motion, that's how I say it.
Yeah.
I say, I love you. I say, I see you perfect. I say, you are wonderful. Then all your work is done. Mm-hmm. But when you think you have to get in there and make peace and solve these things for them, then you just come away confused.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you've learned how to say it, and you've learned how very well. Let's turn to page 5 and sing Duft Unto Others to the tune of Auld Lang Syne. Together? I do for others what I would have others do for me. I do for others what I would have others do for me. I do for others what I would have others do for me. I do for others what I would have others do for me. Now, Reverend Christina Nussbaum, you are a most amazing lady. A most amazing woman. You have chosen this day to become a novice in the Absolute Monastery, and for 1 year you're going to see how you like it and see how it fits for you. And you have taken a very comfortable, happy, peaceful world, and you have set it aside for another comfortable, happy, peaceful world. Now, how would you say it? What does it mean to you to become a novice in the Absolute Monastery today?
When I was here, When I was here the last time, I realized that what I want to do is to express God, to be God, to reveal my divine self, and I decided that here is the best place to do that. And I had one beautiful year to let all my life before, let go all of my beloved things like my flat and little pieces of things I like and family and people, and I really enjoyed every minute of the time I had, and when I feel sort of missing or heavy that I have to let go something, then when I come back to what I want
what was my goal is, then I feel in peace and harmony again.
Duke understands you so well. Duke, let her give the talk now. Come on. Come. Come, Duke. Come. Yes, come.
And it feels right, and I feel happy that I'm here, and it's perfectly okay. I can leave the others where they are and live their life and see them whole and perfect how they do it. And when I have my focus of what I want, then I feel joy and happy, and I know that I can be that wherever I am.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It is awakening, though. It's a time for you to the fact that you're making this decision. Because it's so easy to sort of sit back and not do that. How many of us have sat back and not made our decisions of things that were important for us in life? And then we made little decisions, and then as we made these little decisions, it hurt. It hurt because it said to us that we were not being ourselves and having fun. But what is really being ourselves and having fun? Being ourselves and having fun is following what our heart really tells us to do. And our heart really tells us to do some very wonderful things. Let's sing this sheet here, Joy Songs. Thank you, Reverend Bob, you're wonderful. On the white paper here, after if you're happy and you know it. So we'll sing the first the last one here. I am happy and I know it, I like me. I am happy and I know it, I like me. I am happy and I know it, and my world has to be short. I am happy and I know it, I like me. I am happy, I'm only love. I'm only love, I know it. I like me. I am only love, I know it, I like me. I am only love, I know it, and my love is really showing. I am only love, I know it, I love me. We have had a saying long ago, I love me, I love me, I love me, I love you, I love all. And then we decided that it really wasn't a powerful enough statement. It sounds like it'd be very powerful. But we love everyone. We love everyone, and we always will love everyone. But can we like ourselves, and can we like others? I may love someone and think that they're wonderful, but I have no desire to be with them. I do not like to be in their presence. I don't like to be where they are. I happen to love my son and like my son both, but if I loved my son, I mean, I'd love my son because he's my son. And I love him absolutely, and I'd be supportive of him in anything he did. But I may not always like the things he does. I may not always like the company he keeps. I may not always like the people that he brings into my world. I may not always like the attitudes that he has. Fortunately, I'm able to like that also. But when you really like someone, you like all about them, everything about them. And this is why it's so important that we learn how to say this. We learn how to think this. We learn how this fits into our world. It's so easy not to fit into our world. We have to learn how to say it. We have to learn how to say all the things that we are saying. we have to learn how to give healing treatments. Ellen gave a healing treatment on the phone to one of our students who had finished the course, and she was having a difficulty with her son. She loved her son, she worked with her son completely, and Ellen had to be totally open, non-judgmental, uninterested in the details of the case. That's important. Uninterested in the details of the case. Interested only in what cause the lady was putting in motion for herself. And the lady was putting in motion for herself that all was in divine order. All was in divine order. And as it worked out, the boy was in jail, and the judge was going to throw a felony charge at him. And instead, because this woman treated and followed her inner guidance to call the judge and talk to him, he was given a misdemeanor charge and was released to come home in time for Christmas. Now, when we follow our inner guidance, she didn't know that she was going to go talk to the judge. She was confused. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know that the judge was going to reduce the charges. She didn't know any of these things. All she knew is she loved her son, and she liked her son, and she believed in her son, and she listened to the guidance within her what role she should play. And she played a very definite role. But she played a role as a practitioner first. First, seeing him free. First, seeing all that was necessary to be done for him to be free and released and out. Not judging one little bit, not saying, oh, the court systems are terrible, the judge is terrible, this is terrible. The minute you do that, every one of those things that could have been your friend, could have been your ally, becomes your opposite, becomes a problem, becomes a challenge. So we have to learn how to say it. We have to learn how to say it. That's why we say about practitioners. Practitioners first heal themselves relative to the circumstance. The person calls and asks for treatment. The practitioner first says, I see you whole and perfect. I see me whole and perfect. And since I see me whole and perfect, I see you whole and perfect. But the practitioner, you say to the practitioner, you have a broken leg. Hey, that's of no consequence. My leg is whole and perfect now. What you see is where your limitation is. We don't say that. But what the person sees is what their limitation is, not the practitioner. The practitioner can be in a wheelchair. The practitioner can be Stephen Hawking, who is unable to communicate in a harmonious way. And yet he's one of the most brilliant minds in the world today. So we don't limit ourselves by any outward appearance. We only open up to that inward passage, that inward light, as Siddhartha was telling us. Look to the inner sight. And when that inner sight is pure, the outer sight is pure too. And as we hear from Dr. Enns, what did she have to say? She was talking about finding that perfect house, finding that perfect place to live. And speaking your word, I now have my perfect place to live. It has no relevance to anything. Don't go looking in the newspapers. Don't go checking around and calling everybody. Don't do this. First, how to say it. I have my perfect place. And then you follow your inner guidance. That doesn't mean you sit there and cover your hands and put yourself in a bag and tie yourself up. No. That means first you put yourself in harmony with what it is you want to experience. Then you are open to do it. Now, Sylvia also gave us another illustration yesterday of how stupid things can be. It is about the biggest idiot that she ever saw that walked the face of the earth. She gets invited out to dinner, and then she has all the restaurants closed. You know, stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And she picks up a little flyer, a little booklet, and in there's a coupon for two free dinners at a place, and she says, well, let's go there. So they go there, and what do they have? They have two great
dinners, the most expensive dinners on the menu, and pay for just one. Now, if she had said, I must go to this place, or I must go to this place, we must eat here, we must eat there, she would never have experienced that, would she? But Sylvia was invited by her friend to go out for dinner, and her friend was going to pay, and her friend says, I'm taking you out. Now, fine, we're going out to dinner. And Sylvia says, fine. And then Sylvia didn't say to her friend, well, I only go to the finest restaurants in town, and I only eat the finest meals in town. But Sylvia knew within herself that that's what she did. Her friend was very unsuspecting. And then what happened to her friend? Her friend also got the finest meal in town, in the finest restaurant in town, and had a glorious experience in town. All because they were open. Open and receptive. They didn't say, oh, what will we do now? Oh, dear, 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 everything is closed. They just said, lovely day for a drive. Let's look around. You see, because you speak your word doesn't mean that the first place you come to is going to be the place. Sometimes it's the challenge of that first, second, and third place that you go to and it's closed. And it says to you, maybe we really shouldn't be going out to eat at all. Have you ever thought that? Yeah, have you ever thought that? Maybe we really aren't supposed to go out to eat. Maybe we're supposed to stay home and eat. Maybe there's going to be some trouble someplace that we're supposed to stay away from it. No, 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 no. As Edison said, every time they developed the light bulb that didn't work, he knew of another light bulb technique that didn't work. He didn't know that the light bulb didn't work. He just knew of another technique. And when he found the technique that made the light bulb work, well, there he was. And he had tried thousands of other times unsuccessfully, but he didn't give up. What would happen to us today if Edison had given up? We probably would have lights, but perhaps not as highly developed as they are today, because he came in very high on the slate by listening to the divine within him. And Ellen, Dr. Jeremy, tells us about these many names and how the names come to us and we have them from our childhood and we think, well now, surely they're there for a reason, but what is the reason that they're there? Is the reason that they're there because we're supposed to live through these things, or is the reason that they're there is that there comes a time that we release them? What happens when you get married? You can keep your own name, or you can release it. What happens when you get married? What happens when you get married? You are the same wonderful person before you got married as you are after you got married if you believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, then you eagerly just take on this new name, you eagerly take on this new environment, and you eagerly take on the new conditions. But when you stand up for yourself and you say, I am woman, I am man, I am whoever you are, and then when a new name is given to you, because that's just convenient, like from Wilms to Jeremini, Wilms was a perfectly good name. It had a good reputation behind it. It had a lot of fine people who had used it and lived noble lives with it. And it would have been a beautiful name for her to keep. But she took the name Jeremini, and she found that to be a very charming name too. And she invested that name with all that she was. She invested it with her purity, her goodness, her wholeness, her truth, her vitality, her enthusiasm. And so all of a sudden, Jeremini became a name that was known for all the qualities that she had. What is your name invested with? Who are you? Are you a quiet little mouse, or are you a dynamic person? Does your name mean a dynamic person, or does your name mean a quiet? How to say it? You have to determine. Well, Ellen has been fighting the battle all of her life. What to do with all these other names that she had, all these other first names, so to speak. And then she faced a new decision when she went in for her immigration as a citizen of the United States. They said,
And what name are you going to use? Why are you having all these pseudonyms that you're using here? And she says, they're not pseudonyms. They were names that were given to me lovingly by my family. Well, yourself, she probably should have said to him. But no, she said, hey, I really don't use them. Why not take on a new name for myself? And her new name is Ellen Jeremy. And what does that new name mean? That new name means she is free to be herself and have fun. She is not tied to anything in the past. She is totally born new. And legally also. Because the judge signed the paper that says she no longer is Ellen plus Jeremy, but she's just simple little Ellen Jeremy, the most magnificent person on the face of the earth. Sound good? Sound very good. But this is where we are. Now, how do you say it? How do you say it, Siddhika, that I have 20/20 eyes? I have perfect eyes. I see clearly. In all things, doctors are always going to have disclaimers. You're going to say, maybe this will work, maybe that won't. Maybe this will, maybe that will. What is the only decision that makes any difference to something you're going to do with the doctor?
My decision.
Your decision. Yes, see, when you point to yourself, the microphone doesn't hear that. But yes, your decision. Your decision as to what you're going to have. Are you not, but you have it now. You have it before you have the experience. I have perfect eyes. I have a perfect leg. I have a perfect heart. I have a perfect mind. I am always perfect. You see, we put that cause perfectly in motion and we experience that cause, and that's all that matters to us, right? So many of you will have operations from time to time. You will have take pills from time to time. You go to your doctor and the doctor will say, why did you come in here? You're perfect. Well, thank you, doctor. I agree with you. You go there and just let him tell you you're perfect. It's sort of a nice self-supporting statement that he gives you, and that's beautiful. But do that. Do that and do it wonderfully. And Ingeborg, you become an American citizen too, along with Ellen, in the same beautiful ceremony. And were you happy?
Yes.
Were you flying high?
Yes.
Did you feel like you were coming into a new landing pad?
Definitely.
And what did you do when you landed? Did you bend down and kiss the earth?
No.
Yeah. This is what many American soldiers did when they had been overseas in the Second World War or other wars, and they get back to the good old USA, they bend down and they kiss the tarmac, they kiss the pavement. It's a symbolic thing, but they're glad to be back and glad to be home and glad to be in one piece. And even if they weren't in one piece, they were glad to be home again. But you see, you're now home again. You've made a lot of trips to Italy and to Germany and all around the world, and now you're home again. And how do you say it? I am myself, and I have fun. Mm-hmm. And Gertrude, what's the world doing in your life? You are, and I don't want to use this word in an improper way, but you are the simple master of your life. The simple master means there are no complexities. You always say the same thing. You say, I like me. You always say the same thing. You say, I like my creation. You always say the same thing. You say, I am whole and perfect. You always say the same thing. My creation is perfect. Pure and perfect. And every one of your children, all your children, wherever they may be, are fabulous. All your grandchildren are fabulous. And you are the most fabulous of all because you're their creator. And they are created in the eyes, in the sight, in the divinity of your own goodness. And that's glorious. That's glorious. And when we have our dear friend Christina here, entering into a new life, a lot of you have been there, done that, and off on other things, and that's beautiful too, but she's now starting to make a new decision for herself. And she hasn't started, she's done it. And as she will do it, Sitika, will there be moments that Christina will have it up to here? Maybe.
Maybe.
But will she balance out?
Sure.
Why will she balance out?
Because she knows what she wants.
She knows what she wants.
She knows who she is.
She knows who she is. Any other wisdom? But it's true. Because oftentimes you will hear me giving demands and commands to the group, which is part of the role that I play. And I will sound like an ogre. I will sound like a terrible person. I will sound like a person who is acting illogically and unreasonably. And if you ever come to that conclusion, you are smart. Because most people think that I am acting illogically and unreasonably, unintelligently. They think I'm not doing it on purpose. And you try acting illogical and unreasonable on purpose. It's tough. It's tough because logic and reason is something that we so naturally fit into. But for me, my role is to give you a lot of illogical and unreasonable demands and have you be untouched by them. And as each of you are untouched by them, you are the master of your life. Now, how do I say it? How to say it? How can I put these words out? How can I offer these comments to you, you know? How can I say it? We have this book here, Choice Words, Phrases, Sentences, and Paragraphs for Every Situation on How to Say It. Well, we don't need every situation. We just need the situation that says how we say it. And we say it from our divinity, we say it from our purity, and we say it from our love. And that's all that matters. Like yourself. Be yourself and enjoy yourself. And when you do, you will find that you're surrounded by other fabulous people who like themselves, are being themselves, and are enjoying themselves. It's a wonderful world. As we close our service today, let's sing this song on page 11, and 19 rather. It's, I'm loving and kind. The words are very complex, so pay attention here. I'm loving and kind, I am loving and kind, I am loving and kind all the time. I'm loving and kind, I am loving and kind, I'm loving and kind all the time. Loving and kind, I'm loving and kind all the time. I'm loving and kind, I am loving and kind, I am loving and kind all the time. And Dr. Stressley, will you give us our closing benediction?
It's been a wonderful church service with the emphasis on how to say it, how to speak first to ourselves, how to communicate with ourselves, how to then speak and communicate with our fellow man, with the world about us. And as always, it all begins and it ends in, I like me, I am the master of my world, I am a positive being who thinks positive thoughts, speaks positive words and acts positively all the time. And that reaps, of course, the blessing of I am loving and kind all the time. Have a joyous and happy day today.